That was new music from Jolie Holland. Her latest album is called Wine Dark Sea. Before that, we heard Saint Seneca from Dark Ark. We had the Pinkerton Raid back there as well with Santa Rosa, the new old fashioned. And of course, we heard from Me Time from Volume 1. The album release for that is Saturday night at Canal Public House. They'll be joined on stage by the new old fashioned and by Brat Curse. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And of course, Friday night is Urban Nights in downtown Dayton. And as part of that, a two-day event is happening at the Yellow Cab. It is Sideshow 9. We've been telling you about it the past couple of weeks. And about a week and a half ago, Tom and I actually went out to the Yellow Cab as some of the artists were setting up, and Jennifer Clark, one of the organizers, gave us a tour. We got to talk to some of the artists. So we're going to play you a little bit of that right now as a little preview of what's to come this weekend at Sideshow 9. All right, so we're standing out here in the yard, just some cars, fences, etc. What's this going to look like in a couple of weeks?
It's going to be completely full of people and music and lights and food. There's going to be a lot of food trucks out here. Voodoo Taco, World Barbecue, just to name a couple. Alien Infusions is going to have some like smoothies and juices. We'll have vegetarian options as well as options for the people who only eat meat. So I'm not sure about bacon, but every other animal source is covered mostly. Out here along the front, next to Walnut Street, I think that's where the stage is going to go. We're going to have two stages alternating so that as one band is loading in or tearing down, we can have another band on the other stage performing. So we're going to have nonstop music out here. The music starts on Friday at 5 o'clock and goes till 1. And I believe on Saturday it starts at 3 o'clock, maybe 4. But we're opening the doors at 2 o'clock, just, you know, for people to come in and hang out.
And now there's going to be the third stage, too. And that's inside?
Yes, okay. That is inside in the front offices. The offices that operate their businesses out of the Yellow Cab building have graciously donated their space for use during the 2 days of Sideshow, kind of like an open house. One of the businesses that operates out of the Yellow Cab building is Telephone Weekly. What we're going to have out here is the telephone acoustic stage. You know, it's just a way for people who want to come in and enjoy the music but need to get away from the loud stage to come in and settle down and collect their thoughts and just take a moment. Some interesting features of that stage will include some comedy spots, as well as a live podcast from Gem City Podcast, I believe. Over here in the small gallery, we tried something else new last year that really worked out wonderfully, and that was Kids Sideshow. And what that was, it was run by kids for kids, just so they would have their own creative outlet. You know, they put down construction paper and scissors and crayons and just got messy, and it was great. We had that over where the telephone acoustic stage is last year, and this year we're going to have it in the small gallery. They're going to have a whole wall to themselves. It's going to be really cool.
That's going to be nice to have, you know, sort of the, I mean, it's always been a family-friendly event, but to really get kids involved hands-on level.
Yes. It was really cool to see the kids get inspired last year, and now it's like it's making art and the action involved in art accessible to kids, so they know that it's not some intimidating thing that they have to wait until they're 35 to do.
We're in the large gallery. We've got Parker Fritz. He's been hard at work for probably a good month now.
His is definitely one of the most well-developed displays that we have so far.
Right now I'm installing the projector for some of the cloud blot images I've been working on for the last year. And should be pretty cool. It's about a 6-foot by 6-foot wall I'm projecting them on. Should be pretty cool.
Is this your first section?
Second. Last year was the first one, and been hooked since. Couldn't wait for this year.
How did you get involved? Did you just see it online?
Yeah, I saw it online, filled out the application, and just thought, yeah, what the heck. Let's get all this stuff was sitting against the wall anyway, not being shown, so I decided, well, let's just get it on the wall and show it to the world and go from there. I'm hooked now.
So, what kind of art do you do typically? Is it this type of thing, or is this something special you're doing for this show?
Primarily abstract painting. Try to objectify the non-objective part of it, if that makes any sense. But just do it a little differently. I do collages, a lot of photography, and getting into furniture, modifying that. And I got some projects coming up, too, I'm working on.
Nice.
Some top secret stuff.
Nobody's super secret?
Nobody's allowed to know it yet.
That's fair. What do you like most about being involved in Sideshow?
The atmosphere, the people, just the culture of Dayton is really draws me. As a lot of people it does. It's very infectious, I guess you could say.
What are you looking forward to the most about 2 weeks from now? I want to say this weekend.
Just walking in and seeing everybody's face, smiling and having a good time and just being part of something that's this big. It's really cool to be a part of something this big.
What's it like for you as an artist to get to be involved in a show that's got all different types of work sort of juxtaposed next to each other, as opposed to being, you know, kind of strictly in a box or in, you know, kind of a gallery show where you're looking at a lot of the same types of art?
I think it totally, you know, it really goes along with the whole Sideshow theme. You know, you've got all kinds of different stuff going on. You may have a sculpture here. You know, you may have a performance piece. You may have somebody breathing fire right next to it. You know, you may have somebody doing comedy. I mean, kids running around. You know, it's awesome.
Sideshow 9 is this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday night at the Yellow Cab Building in downtown Dayton. All the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's music from one of the bands that is going to be playing at Sideshow 9. They're also going to be our guests on the show in June. This is Dirty Clean.